Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. There are honest efforts being made in regional pockets across the nation to address the harms done to Native peoples and elevate awareness about the whole history that's still missing from K-12 school textbooks. My next guest is engaged in one of those efforts. Oregon State University is working with 9 federally recognized tribes in Oregon to build a campus venue that will facilitate the return of tribal ancestors and cultural items currently under the university's stewardship. Don Marie Alapisco is the coordinator at OSU in the Office of Institutional Diversity's Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act. We'll ask her about that long title and what it means. Welcome to the exchange, Don.
Hi, thank you.
Well, your title is quite a mouthful, so help us understand what your work is at OSU.
I'm actually the director of the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act office.
I appreciate that correction.
And what that means is NAGPRA, which is the acronym, is a law that was enacted in 1990 to facilitate the respectful return of ancestors and specific classes of cultural items being held in educational institutions and museums and through agencies. That was a definitive, the fact that ancestors and objects like this are being held by institutions, it showed a disparity in how, in death equity, I guess is a really good way of putting it. And so my role is to help help not just educate the institution, but work with tribes to ensure that any ancestors and cultural items in our stewardship go home, and they go home to the most appropriate home possible.
So let me be clear. Does this mean OSU is in possession of the bodies of Native peoples?
Most institutions are, to be quite honest. So yes.
Well, I want to acknowledge the fact that the work that you do is serious, it's noble, and it's honorable. But I also want to acknowledge the fact that your work is just the start of an arduous and long journey that requires honest dialogue, honest scrutiny, and a process of critical inquiry that I'm sure is going to meet with various stages of resistance. So, on that note, I want to ask you, what are some of the challenges to your work that you've already identified?
Institutions often took donations, and donations didn't come with very many documents, if any at all. And so it's getting ancestors home to the most appropriate home is often difficult when we have no provenience and no provenance. Provenience being knowing exactly where they were excavated from or found, and provenance being the known history of where they have been since they were disinterred. And so that's one of the largest issues, is dealing with ancestors that we don't know exactly where they came from. And so you're running into working with other institutions and really trying to share as much information as possible so that we can kind of try and piece together a history when there's just no documentation at hand. You're looking at markings on cultural items, or you're looking at markings that were written on the osseous elements. And it's sometimes, you know, you're basically banging your head against a brick wall because there's just no information to be found.
I want to ask for your feedback on a quote from OSU's Vice President and Chief Diversity Officer. Now, he said this, quote, "Like many types of legislation, there is a floor that is compliance. And then we need to consider, how can we go beyond compliance and into a place that seeks to connect our past, present, and future by building relationships, acknowledging harm, and pursuing reconciliation? That's what we're trying to do here." end quote. So what are your thoughts?
Scott and I work very closely together. Scott is actually my direct supervisor, and I think we're very much in alignment with each other on that point. And to put it into kind of an academic sense, the regulations and legislation are sort of a C's get degrees mentality. And, you know, going through college and everything, I was kind of always an A student. I wanted to do what was right. And so for me, moving into this position, what was right was making it a tribally led process. And that's something that has not always been the case in NAGPRA compliance.
And you belong to one of the tribes?
I am not a tribal member. I am Indigenous American, but I am not a tribal citizen. And that's actually a very good thing, because it gives me a cultural background of mutual understanding. But at the same time, I don't have inherent biases towards any one of the 574 federally recognized tribes.
Gotcha. My guest is Dawn Marie Alapisco. She's the director at OSU in the Office of Institutional Diversity's Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act. And she's leading the university's efforts to return artifacts to their rightful indigenous owners. So, Dawn, let's look at these three components mentioned by your boss one at a time: building relationships, acknowledging harm, and pursuing reconciliation. Let's talk about the university's efforts in building relationships with Oregon's Native populations.
I think my position and having a NAGPRA office in and of itself was very large in showing that we were serious in building relationships. But one of the things that the university has empowered me to do is go out, and my position is not one of compliance. It's actually written as external relations. So my job is more public relations related than compliance related, even though NAGPRA is a compliance and regulatory it's compliance and regulatory legislation, right? But very quickly, we found that looking at it from a compliance perspective, we weren't actually making it a tribally led process. And so I do a lot of things out in community. I work with the tribes. I sit on state level meeting structures where I am in contact with the 9 tribes in the state of Oregon quite frequently. Everyone's got my personal cell phone number. Anyone can call me or text me at any time, and I pick up the phone. If I get an email, I answer the email, and that's part of it. But then we've also moved into other areas where, you know, we have the Griggs Center, where we have a assistant director who's specifically there just for Indigenous student success. We have a new director of tribal relations in the government relations office, Dr. Chance Wide-Eyes, and we have an associate dean in the College of Forestry, specifically around inclusive excellence and Indigenous relations. Dr. Christina Eisenberg. OSU is doing a lot to really put ourselves out there and meet with the community in a way that's meaningful and in a way that honors sovereignty and encourages the increase of Indigenous representation within the academy. And we have the Monk Skookum Learning and Living and Learning Center. I don't work in housing and dining, but we have a dorm area specifically for an Indigenous cohort.
Is there a building being created just for the facilitation of the return of these artifacts?
It's done. We've already completed the building. It's 2 buildings, actually. And they were It's new construction. It's not something that we took an old building and renovated it. These are buildings that were designed in consultation with the tribes here in the state of Oregon, according to the needs that were conveyed to OSU.
Okay. And what were the costs involved in developing these buildings?
I'm not 100% sure, but I know we hit somewhere around $1 million, a little bit more than $1 million for the facility.
Okay, so let's go to the second part of our three-part question. How is Oregon State acknowledging the harm done to the Native people? Is there some sort of written strategy, an actionable plan?
We are in the process of writing a new set of NAGPRA policies that will definitely acknowledge some of the past harms. I think the majority of the past harms are in how we are moving forward, acknowledging the past harms. And some of that is we're taking responsibility for things that were done in the past, such as there was a NAGPRA assemblage that had been moved with the Horner Collection to a local museum. And I'm working to bring all of those NAGPRA items back to OSU so I can work their repatriation. The simple fact that we're having these discussions and moving forward with tribes in a way where we're basically saying, please tell us what you need from us so we can, A, be in proper stewardship of your ancestors until they go home, and B, get them home as quickly as the process allows.
Okay, so this is part of the process. So what does reconciliation mean? Who defines what reconciliation means and the visionary outcomes?
I think that being that we're trying to make this as tribally led as possible, it would be the tribes that we're working with.
Have they made that clear? What does that look like in tangible and measurable terms?
You know, there are 574 federally recognized tribes in the United States, and you have Native Hawaiian organizations on top of that. I do not want to leave the Native Hawaiians out here. And so it looks different for everyone, and our process is to listen and give each tribe their say in how things move forward in relation to OSU when it comes to NAGPRA and compliance in those ways. And so I can't give a definitive answer because there are multiple answers and they are all correct.
Okay. Well,
but it's not us. We don't define that. I think that's the point. We're leaving that to tribes to define what the end product looks like.
Do you anticipate that will be something put into writing that everyone is involved in so that there's a clear understanding of what the pathway to reconciliation is?
Yes, that is one of the things we are currently working on.
Okay, well, I wish you all the luck. This is a really, really tough issue, and it's not going to go away anytime soon. So we're going to be here for this conversation anytime you want to have it. Unfortunately, we've run out of time for this episode.
Absolutely. We are here to have the tough conversations, and we're trying to sort of lead the way in what that looks like. So anytime you want to have a chat, let's have a chat.
Fantastic. My guest was Dawn Marie Alapisco. She's the coordinator at Oregon State in the Office of Institutional Diversity's Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act. And that's it for today's JX segments. JeffExchange.org is our website where you can find these conversations and more, or you can subscribe to our shows wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Mike Green.